This is David Duke, broadcasting to the world on Web Radio. This is David Duke, and this is the David Duke Internet Web Radio Broadcast, broadcasting to the entire world with news and information of vital importance to Europeans and people of European descent, no matter where they may live on the earth. And certainly, this broadcast is important to all people because every race, every heritage, every nationality, every culture, every faith has the right to preserve itself and the right to continue its distinctions. The distinctions that make it valuable and unique. Diversity, of course, has been a lie, because the diversity preached by the media is not diversity at all. It's trying to make us all the same. It's trying to destroy the unique character of every race. And, of course, the one race that's not allowed in any way to preserve its character and its traditions and values is, of course, the white people of both Europe and America. And I have an illustration of that today. I want to talk for a moment about a letter, actually an opinion column, that I read in the Diamondback, which is a publication at the University of Maryland. A student at the University of Maryland wrote an interesting opinion piece in the campus newspaper, the Diamondback. The piece was called Defining Diversity. He said that when he read his own words about diversity, that he couldn't help but, quote, feel like David Duke. There are a lot of folks who have good questions about the new enforced diversity now found in America. Of course, the diversity promoted by the media is not really diversity at all, because when white people have diverse opinions and conduct from those dictated to us by the media, we come under attack. Now, here are some of the student's words, and I quote, "Diversity makes me a more rounded person, a more enlightened person, a better person. My same-seeking social inclination must be a character defect. Or is it? What about cultural heritage? The Jewish Student Union, Black Student Union, Vietnamese Student Union, Asian American Student Union, Latino Student Union, and American Indian Student Union are all legitimate and lauded student organizations. No one thinks that any of these groups are bigoted or ignorant. Then again, no one thinks that these organizations are diverse either. Should I take pride in my heritage? Am I closing myself off to the greater human race by embracing my culture and those who share it?" Unquote. Now, one can tell by the student's piece that he's experiencing the beginning of his awakening and is still wrestling with many questions. You can read the rest of his piece at Diamondback at the University of Maryland. The article's called Defining Diversity. I went on to write the following letter to the student, which I'll share to the listeners of the David Duke Internet Radio Broadcast now. This is what I wrote. "Dear Daniel, I read your piece. It was very interesting to me. Perhaps it will be interesting to you to know that my feelings are similar to yours. I'm not opposed to other races. I simply want to preserve my own heritage and defend the rights of my own people along with everyone else's. But these days, you can't voice that opinion without condemnation. You are called a racist if you are white and you don't think white people should be discriminated against in so-called affirmative action programs. You are racist if you choose to associate mostly with white people, with people like yourself. Of course, no black students would ever be called racist for having mostly black friends. You are racist if you object to the constant portrayals of white people in the media as doing harm to non-whites. While the reality of crime in America has resulted in hundreds of thousands of white victims of black criminality. That, of course, is not supposed to count. You are racist if you see Justin Barker, the lone white student almost beaten to death by six blacks in Gina, Louisiana, as the victim. Rather than accept the victimhood status the media has accorded to the six blacks with criminal records who attacked him. You are racist if you are the slightest bit concerned about the future of America and Europe when the European American people, the descendants of our founders of the civilization we now live in, will become outnumbered by haters of European Americans. As far as the nooses go, my goodness, the reaction is exactly like it was in the Middle Ages when someone screamed, witch. A single stupid symbol left anywhere in America, which just as well may have been put there by a minority looking to stir things up, and there is mass hysteria. There are literally hundreds of documented cases where hate crimes have been fabricated by the supposed victims, such as Carrie Dunn in 2004. Dunn, a Claremont College professor, claimed her car had been vandalized because of her outspoken views on racism. There were huge demonstrations on campus protesting this racism until it was proven that she herself had put the anti-Semitic and Nazi symbols on her car. You can read more about this in the Los Angeles Times, March 18, 2004. The article was called Claremont Hate Crime Called Hoax. You know, there are headlines in the Daily Sensationalist across America of some new racist symbology somewhere. There are mobs in the street screaming, smash the racists, which is equivalent to burn the witches. And there is endless chatter here and there that the witches are everywhere. It has gotten to the point of absolute absurdity. ABC News on October 12 reported that, and I quote, police were also investigating two other possible hate crimes Friday, including another one at Columbia, a drawing of a yarmulke-wearing man and a swastika was found on a bathroom stall door at the Ivy League school Thursday, police said. Investigators said that there was reason to believe the two incidents were linked. Question, my friends, is a bit of graffiti found on the walls of a toilet stall somewhere really worth national news coverage? Tell me that we haven't long passed the point of hysteria on this entire business. I am sure you don't agree with me in all things, Daniel. Perhaps you agree only on a tiny few. But I thought you might like to read my comments on your letter. Keep on thinking independently, courageously. I am sure a few folks in the Middle Ages didn't believe in witches, and there are more than a few today who don't believe in the modern inquisition of diversity. Diversity is indeed a new religion in our society. It is a new god that demands no other gods before me. It is complete with witches in league with the devil of racism, and witch hunts are everywhere. It makes as much sense as did the witch hunts of the Middle Ages. Best to you, former Representative Dr. David Duke, from Europe, where I'm currently lecturing. And that's my letter, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoyed it, and I think you can use this letter in terms of some of the arguments that are so important to reach our people with, and I think it's important that we get this letter and this article out across the net. This is the kind of material that people are interested in, that they find a great deal of, excitement in a way, because so few people actually speak out on these issues. I'm still amazed and I am incredulous every day of my life when I read the media and I see things such as, you know, drawing of a yarmulke-wearing person with a swastika on a bathroom stall, graffiti on a bathroom stall, deserving national news coverage. This country has gotten to the point of mass hysteria, And I believe the media is purposefully trying to create this mass hysteria. The propaganda, indeed, is so strong against our people, against our heritage, and the victimology of the minority elements continues again and again and again and again. We have great problems that face all races and all peoples in America. The European people who founded our great country have a right to live, to preserve their heritage, and to continue their nation being mostly European and having the values of European Christian Western heritage. I think that's true for the Arabic people and their Muslim heritage and their traditional ethnic heritage among the Arabic peoples. I think it's true for any race around the world. How can it be, though, that when Europeans seek to preserve our heritage, when we seek to protect our borders, when we seek to stop the violent attacks against our people in terms of racially born crime, such as the Chattanooga case recently, when we try to defend ourselves against the media hate propaganda we constantly read against white people, where the white race is accorded a collective guilt for slavery and so many other terrible things in history? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we can go back in history and accord many races with terrible histories. You know, the white race gets a collective guilt for the institution of slavery in the United States, even though a tiny percentage of white people practiced African slavery anywhere in the world. The truth is that the Jewish race, or the Jewish group, were the largest and the most prolific slave traders the world's ever seen. They dominated, in fact, international slavery since the time of Christ. And that's not just David Duke that writes that. I can give you articles by Mr. Marcus, a major Jewish historian from the Encyclopedia Britannica, where it talks about the fact that the Jews dominated the slave trade. Is there any collective guilt levied against Jews for the fact that Jews dominated the slave trade? They literally dominated the slave trade of the African slave trade in the American colonies. They were the owners of the slave ships, by far the greatest percentage of the owners. They were, in fact, the dominators of the slave trade as well in the South and Central America. And there had been black professors who have also pointed this fact out. It's a fact of history. I can show you Jewish books that literally talk about the fact that they dominated the slave trade. They literally boast of this fact. I mean, books published by the Jewish Publication Society of America, other major Jewish publishers. But since Gentiles found out about this and have begun to use this, both white and black Gentiles, suddenly now they now say, well, this isn't true. Well, they themselves have written this, and they themselves have documented this Jewish involvement. But the question is, ladies and gentlemen, do we see in the media, do we hear any words about Jewish guilt for the slave trade? And indeed, the slave trade killed far more Africans than the institution of slavery itself in the South. In fact, the institution of slavery was quite healthy in many ways. The blacks had a very high birth rate, and they had, you know, very healthy society, even though I don't agree with the institution of slavery by any means, and I don't think we should have ever had slavery in the United States. And I think the slave trade was an abominable factor. But the major number of people that died in the slave trade far eclipses anyone or any numbers that died in the institution of slavery itself. That's where the great death toll of slavery was, which was in the slave trade. And yet, you don't hear any collective guilt. You hear all the time how, well, whites are responsible for slavery, therefore whites owe so-and-so to the blacks. We hear that all the time. We don't hear a collective sigh that the Jews are responsible for the slave trade. We have a double standard going on, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, to understand why this happens, all one has to do is to investigate and look into who controls and who runs the media in America. So, ladies and gentlemen, why do we have national news stories about a drawing on a bathroom stall, a yarmulke wearing fellow with a swastika painted on it, or drawn on it on a bathroom wall? Why is that national news? Well, you figure it out. I don't think I have to give you the last line. You know, the truth is we have a media that is trying to publicize things which increase actually minority solidarity and anti-white racism, while at the same time weaken and to instill guilt feelings into white people around the United States and indeed around Europe and the world. I don't think we should feel guilty. I think our people have certainly done wrong things in the past, but look at the great things we've done, the art and literature and music and architecture and medicine and the fantastic advances that we've made in Europe and America, advances that the entire earth and every race on earth have greatly benefited from. Thanks so much for being with me today. I hope that all of you will support this effort and support this website. We need your support. We're now also raising money for the reprinting of My Awakening, perhaps the key book in waking up our people to the true reality of what's happening to our race and what we must do if we're going to survive as a people, if we're going to preserve our heritage and save our freedom. Thanks so much for being with me. I'll be with you again soon. Bye-bye now.
This has been a David Duke Worldwide Web Radio broadcast.